What's up? It's Dawson Gamble, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Acoustic Avenue. This is Ted Crouch, your host for the next hour on today's program, The Music of the James Bond Universe, co-produced with Joe Little in Calgary, Alberta. On Acoustic Avenue, we recognize with respect and gratitude that in the Shuswap, the land on which we live, work, and play our music, is the unceded traditional territory of the Suquamish people. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, Piikani, the Tsuut'ina, the Lai'ash Nakota Nations, the Métis Nation, Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. Welcome to the second episode of our series in which we are celebrating the music of the James Bond movie franchise. So exactly what is it that makes a Bond song? What is it that makes them so instantly recognizable? Well, there are several key components that make up the Bond sound. First, the orchestration must include lush strings intertwined with jazzy brass, something that they have in common with hundreds of movie soundtracks. Second, compose the song in a minor key to give it a darker feeling. And third, include one, if not both, of the two most iconic riffs in the history of music, or at least a variation of them. And those are the following. This. And this. Sound familiar? Although they are by far the most well-known themes in the Bond musical universe, they are not the backbone, the foundation of the Bond sound. That honor belongs to a simple three-note motif, which starts with a fifth of a minor chord, rising up 2.5 steps, then back down again, and is known as the suspense motif in the trade. It sounds like this. It is the basis of most of the Bond songs and all of the musical scores of the Bond movies. And then lastly, but definitely not the least, is this. You Given to us by guitarist Vic Flick at the end of the Dr. No theme song, it is technically an E minor major ninth. An E minor with a major seventh and a ninth added. And it is widely considered to be an essential part of the rite of passage for all beginning guitarists to learn. It is known as the bond chord. Impressive. Think about it. One single chord that defines musically the entire movie franchise. And those are the building blocks of the Bond sound. You will hear them, or slight variations, on almost every track during this series. Today, we will start the show with a cover version of the Dr. No theme, because you just simply must start a show of Bond music with this theme, just like the movies. Here is Moby with his take on the James Bond theme. From Russia with Love is the first Bond film in the series with John Barry as the primary soundtrack composer. The theme song was composed by Lionel Bart and sung by Matt Monroe. Barry traveled with the crew to Turkey to try to get influences of the local music, but ended up using almost nothing, just local instruments such as finger cymbals to give an exotic feeling. In this track, he introduced the percussive theme 007, action music, that came to be considered the secondary James Bond theme. Barry composed it to have a lighter, enthusiastic, and more adventurous theme to relax the audience. We will end the first set with The World Is Not Enough, the 1999 soundtrack of the 19th James Bond film of the same name, and the second Bond soundtrack composed by David Arnold. It is performed by American rock band Garbage, who recorded most of The World Is Not Enough while touring Europe, and telephoning Arnold as he recorded the orchestral backing in London before traveling to England. Garbage later finished recording and mixing the song at Armory Studios in Canada. The lyrics reflect the film's plot with themes of world domination and seduction. This is From Russia with Love and The World Is Not Enough.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not in case you'd say no. To Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew to you from Russia with love.
You are listening to Acoustic Avenue. In this second set, we open with Diamonds Are Forever, performed by Shirley Bassey. The original 1971 soundtrack was once again composed by John Barry, his sixth time composing for a Bond film. Following that is Thunderball, composed by Barry, who teamed up with lyricist Don Black and wrote Thunderball, which was sung by Tom Jones. According to Bond production legend, he fainted in the recording booth when singing the song's final note. Jones said of it, "I closed my eyes and I held the note for so long, when I opened my eyes, the room was spinning." Then we'll listen to another John Barry composition, a beautiful and suspenseful instrumental called A Drop in the Ocean, from the fifth Bond film, You Only Live Twice. The second set ends with A View to a Kill, written by John Barry and Duran Duran, who also performed the song. Duran Duran was chosen to do this song after bassist John Taylor, a lifelong Bond fan, approached producer Albert Broccoli at a party and somewhat drunkenly asked, "When are you going to get someone decent to do one of your theme songs? Here is Diamonds Are Forever, Thunderball, A Drop in the Ocean, and A View to a Kill."
Diamonds are forever, they are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night, I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. It and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me.
He strikes like
knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so he gives less.
Face to face in secret places.
Welcome back to the second half of Acoustic Avenue with your host, Ted Crouch, featuring a special co-production with Joe Little, the music of the James Bond universe. This is a five-song set leading off with a New Orleans jazz-infused instrumental version of The Man with the Golden Gun, written in 3 weeks by John Barry. The score for the film has stylistic similarities to Diamonds Are Forever that marked a gradual transition away from the heavy horn-based sound of his 1960s Bond scores to a smoother string-based sound. Following that is Dionne Warwick singing Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang from Thunderball. It was originally recorded by Shirley Bassey, but when producers were concerned with the length of the track, it was later re-recorded by Dionne Warwick, as Bassey was not available during that recording schedule. Mountains and Sunsets is another John Barry instrumental written for the 1960 film You Only Live Twice. The song appears at the midway point in the film as an interlude with the camera panning a beautiful Japanese seaside location ringed by rugged topography, and the music offers a gentle instrumental Japanese version of the You Only Live Twice theme. Excepting a brief middle section using mysterious-sounding plot music. The original theme song for Tomorrow Never Dies was sung and recorded by K.D. Lang. Along the way, Sheryl Crow was quietly recruited to submit her own theme tune, and it ended up being used at the beginning of the movie. K.D.'s version was renamed Surrender and placed at the end of the movie. And we end this set with Kowloon Bay from the 1997 film Tomorrow Never Dies. This is the man with the golden gun. Mr. Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang, Mountains and Sunsets, Surrender, and Kowloon Bay.
Like a knife, he cuts through life like every day.
school that loves and leads them. A pity if it grieves them, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
This brings us to the final set for today's program on Acoustic Avenue. Thank you to the songwriters and musicians who wrote the lyrics and composed the music, and I hope you enjoyed the love and ultimate joy they share when recording their music for your listening pleasure. And a very special thank you to Joe Little, co-producer of this series. When Ion Films announces that it is going to make another Bond film, they are besieged with hundreds of submissions for the theme song. From first-time beginners to superstars, the thing they all have in common is a love for the Bond sound and music. Only one is selected, the rest are politely turned down. Our last number today features an artist that was turned down twice. Undaunted, He decided to record a tribute album to the music he loved. That album, for all pretenses and purposes, became an audition tape. Maybe he planned it that way. Maybe not. But either way, he became the conductor, composer for the next five Bond films. From his tribute album, Shaken and Stirred, here is David Arnold with Propeller Heads and their take on John Barry's classic On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Acoustic Avenue. This is Ted Crouch signing off, and on behalf of Joe Little, from our hearts to yours, stay safe and love the ones you're with. We have all the time in the world. Peace. Cook's Jam.
Hey, Cher, I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny too, Tara.
Well, that's good because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do.